The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw something surprising regarding the Steelers. They're a 3.5-point dog to Baltimore.
Yep.
Now, we had talked about this. Even if they beat the Commanders, we figured they'd be a home dog. The league loves offense. Vegas loves offense. I thought the Steelers would be like a 1.5-point dog. 3.5 is big to me. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping on that right now.
Yes.
These games are always close.
It'll move, right?
I think so. I was texting back and forth with Lee Sterling yesterday, and he said, if you like the Steelers, get in on it at 3.5, because he thinks it's going to come down to 2.5 or 2.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's probably where it will settle. But I said this on the final word last night, Doran. Did TV had this mug on the television with this beautiful haircut, my
yes.
wife says. It finally feels like Ravens week. The last few years, it wasn't a heavyweight bout. The Ravens were either a much better team than the Steelers, or Lamar Jackson wasn't playing. Well, now Lamar's going to play. One team 7-3, the other 7-2. These teams are supposed to be vying for the top of the division. And Ryan Scarpino, formerly a Steelers PR, tweeted this out. Since the year 2000, both teams have 15 playoff berths. Both teams have 2 Super Bowls. The Steelers, 6 AFC championship berths to 5 for Baltimore. 10 AFC North titles to the Steelers for 7 for Baltimore. 245 regular season wins to 232. And playoff wins 15 for the Steelers, 17 for Baltimore. These are heavyweight franchises, and this is a heavyweight game, and it hasn't felt like that in a while, and I can't wait to watch this damn thing on Sunday.
Yeah, I think Derrick Henry adds to the old school nostalgia that, you know, we grew up watching with Steelers Ravens, Ray Lewis and Jerome Bettis, and just how physical it used to be. I think Derrick Henry being on that roster now and knowing how potent their offense is, it's going to make for an exciting game. And we talk about this too. How specific their game plans have been, and identifying who they want to take out and what is the most important attribute that they want to eliminate from the offense. And Daniel Jones, they didn't want him to run the football because they thought that that would give them the best opportunity to win the game if he got his legs going. And I think they did the same thing with Jaden Daniels. Excuse me. He had, 4 yards rushing? I mean, he usually has around 50. So this is a little different animal, though.
Yes.
It is. You can't just eliminate one thing. You might have to try to eliminate 2 things, because if you do stop Lamar and don't let him run, Derrick Henry's going to run. So that's why I'm very fascinated about this matchup, too. Is like, okay, I've kind of identified how they, you know, operate week in, week out with different players and who they want to let beat them and who they don't want them to beat. Now you got to worry about 3-4 guys.
Yeah, Baltimore's offense is a problem, but their defense is terrible, and they might be without their best defensive player in Kyle Hamilton. I think you might be looking at another 28-27 kind of game next weekend, and I can't wait to watch it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.